What's up? Pearl of great price. Moses chapter 1 verse 39. For behold, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. A poor wayfaring man of grief. The words to this song, see hymns number 29, written by James Montgomery, are based on Matthew chapter 25 verses 37 through 40. This hymn is special because of the role it played in the last few hours of the prophet Joseph Smith and his brother Hiram's lives. Not long before the brothers went with John Taylor and Willard Richards to Carthage in June 1844, the hymn had just been introduced in Nauvoo. As the men sat, knowing their lives were in danger, John Taylor sang it twice, as this was one of Joseph's favorite songs, to cheer them up. Shortly after he sang it the second time, the mob attacked, murdering Joseph and Hiram, and badly injuring John Taylor.
My favorite scripture, John chapter 15, verse 13. I love this scripture because Jesus loved us so much that he died for us. When I first read this, it really touched me to know that he loves us so much. He wanted us to be with him and our Heavenly Father again. Emily F., 17, Arizona, USA.
The Church in the USA, Hawaii. Missionaries serving in California were assigned to begin preaching in Polynesia in 1850. In February 1851, the first convert was baptized in Hawaii, and by August, there were 220 members. A meeting house was built in Pulehu on the island of Maui in 1852. In 1963, the Polynesian Cultural Center opened to represent the various South Pacific cultures. The Cultural Center and the Laie Hawaii Temple, which was completed in 1919, bring international attention to the church. Here are a few facts about the church today in Hawaii. Membership: 66,066. Missions: 1. Temples: 2. Congregations: 131. Family History Centers: 25. Information from Newsroom at www.lds.org. By the numbers: 358,516. Number of institute students worldwide. Aloha from Colorado. Where will personal progress take you? It took the young women of the Colorado Miramont Ward to Hawaii. Well, kind of. The young women earned miles to travel the 3,000-plus miles to Hawaii every time they completed a personal progress goal or project. Haley Tyler, a Laurel, loved the idea of going somewhere exotic. I was excited because I thought it was a good way to get more motivated about personal progress. One of Haley's projects was sewing teddy bears for hospitals and fire departments. The night they went to Hawaii was unforgettable. Even though Hawaii was actually in the backyard of one of their advisors, the girls didn't mind. They ate tropical food and listened to Hawaiian music, and a stake member taught them how to dance the hukilau. Clarissa Clements, a Laurel, said, "It was awesome. The food was great. I loved the dancing." She also liked learning how to play traditional Hawaiian instruments. Next year, the Miramont young women plan on going to France. End of the section, What's Up?